May 10th through the 16th. Doctrine and Covenants, sections 49 through 50. That which is of God is light. In order to preach the word of truth by the Comforter, see Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verse 17. Seek divine inspiration as you ponder Doctrine and Covenants, sections 49 through 50. Then be open to God's direction as you teach. Invite sharing. In addition to sharing insights they received while studying the scriptures, class members may benefit from discussing how those insights come. You could invite class members to share with each other insights about a verse in Doctrine and Covenants sections 49 through 50 and discuss what led them to those insights. Teach the doctrine. Doctrine and Covenants section 49 and section 50 verses 1 through 36. The truths of the gospel can help me recognize false teachings. Section 49 was given to affirm true doctrine that corrected what others were teaching. See this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families for some historical background. To help class members explore this section, you could divide class members into groups and assign each group one of the doctrinal topics covered, as listed in the section heading for Section 49. The groups could discuss the following questions. What truths did the Lord teach about this topic in Section 49? What do people believe about this topic today? What further truths has the Lord taught about it through our Latter-day prophets? Give class members an opportunity to share their gratitude for the truths revealed in our day. Like the elders in Kirtland, who did not understand the manifestations of different spirits, Doctrine and Covenants Section 50, section heading. Sometimes we wonder if something we feel or see is from the Spirit or from another influence. What can we learn from Doctrine and Covenants section 50 verses 1 through 36 to help us recognize the influence of the Spirit? You could let each class member pick a set of verses to study and then ask class members to share what they find. Doctrine and Covenants, section 49, verses 15 through 17. Marriage between man and woman is essential to God's plan. Because marriage is fundamental to Heavenly Father's plan, Satan is eager to create confusion about it. Your class might benefit from making a list on the board of truths the Lord has revealed about marriage. For example, what truths about marriage do we learn from Doctrine and Covenants, section 49, verses 15 through 17. Other helpful scriptures include Genesis chapter 2, verses 20 through 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 11, or others found in Marriage, Mary, in the Guide to the Scriptures. See scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. Class members could also find truths in The Family, A Proclamation to the World. Based on what we learn from these resources, why is marriage between a man and a woman essential to God's plan? See additional resources. Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verses 13 through 22. Teachers and learners are edified together by the Spirit. The Lord's instruction about preaching and receiving truth might provide a good opportunity to discuss the shared role you as a teacher and the class members have in fostering gospel learning. Consider asking class members to review Doctrine and Covenants section 50, verses 13 through 22 in pairs, and discuss the roles of the Spirit, teachers, and learners. A few pairs could share with the class what they learned. What are some other ways we sometimes try to teach or learn the gospel? See verse 17. How can we be better at receiving by the Spirit? What are we inspired to do in our homes and at church to better teach and learn the gospel? Additional resources. Marriage is essential to Heavenly Father's plan. Elder David A. Bednar explained why marriage is essential to God's plan of salvation. Quote, "By divine design, men and women are intended to progress together toward perfection and a fullness of glory. Because of their distinctive temperaments and capacities, males and females each bring to a marriage relationship unique perspectives and experiences. The man and the woman contribute differently but equally to a oneness and a unity that can be achieved in no other way. The man completes and perfects the woman, and the woman completes and perfects the man, as they learn from and mutually strengthen and bless each other. A home with a loving and loyal husband and wife is the supreme setting in which children can be reared in love and righteousness, and in which the spiritual and physical needs of children can be met. Just as the unique characteristics of both males and females contribute to the completeness of a marriage relationship, so those same characteristics are vital to the rearing, nurturing, and teaching of children. End quote. See, Marriage is Essential to His Eternal Plan. Ensign, June 2006. Improving Our Teaching. Lead inspired discussions. Everyone has something to contribute, but sometimes not everyone gets a chance. Following the influence of the Spirit, look for ways to increase the number of class members who can share their thoughts and feelings.